Hello and welcome to another episode of A Rugby Life. I'm your host, Hedley LeGrand. In this podcast, I'm joined by Finnish film director Mika Rolkonen, who takes on rugby in his latest film, Free Time Machos. The documentary follows the lives of Matti and Mikko, two best friends who, along with their teammates, play for Oulu Rugby Club, the most northern team in the world, and unfortunately, also one of the worst. Hi, Mika. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
You're welcome. First off, what led you to do this project?
Well, it was an email that I got one day. I never had a clue that there was actually a rugby team up here, all the way in the northern Finland. So when I got this email asking me that did I know about this, I was like, oh wow, I have to check out what those guys are really doing.
Yeah. And that led you out to go and actually meet with the team?
Yeah, I went to one of the games. To see them play, and it seemed like a comedy to me. I mean, those soft Finnish guys trying to play the roughest sports in the world up here in the north. So it really appealed to me right away.
No, I mean, I've seen the film. I really enjoyed it. It was great. I mean,
thank you.
From what I saw on the team, there's a real array of characters in that. What attracted you to the main guys, Matti and Mika?
Well, Mika was the obvious choice because he is the primus motor in the team. He runs basically everything apart from coaching, which is handled by the British Roger Holden. So I started to follow Mika at first, asking him who he thinks might be the good other characters or other interesting characters for the film who I should talk to. And then, well, basically the first time I saw Mikko and Matti talking together, that's when it really struck me that, okay, here we have a really dynamic duo. It's like a beautiful cast. When they got together, it's pure magic right away when they start talking with each other. Just like good actors when they are improvising. So it was a natural choice in that way. Matti was Mikko's best friend, and so it sort of grew out of that.
It was hard to tell because there's a lot of different characters in there. How many players are on the team?
I think they have something like 20, 25, 30 guys who are not all of them are not active, but the most active people around the time when we were filming the documentary were like 10 to 15, and they always had a lot of trouble to get all the 15 to have a proper match.
Anyone that plays amateur rugby anywhere in the world understands that sort of balance between family and playing. And
yeah.
I think you convey that pretty well in the film, that it's a difficult thing.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Matti is 10 years younger than Mikko, so he is not really there where Mikko already is, being a father of four children. He's sort of getting into that as the next phase of his life.
What's the age range of the guys on the team?
Well, I think the youngest ones are around 20 or so, maybe 18. And the oldest guy, apart from the coach, Roger, is Jarmo. Who's one of the main characters as well in the film. He's the author. He's a writer.
Yep.
He writes a book during the film. And I think he was 42 around the time when we were filming.
That's pretty good. So, I think
he was one of the best players in the team. He always kept up the spirit. Because he as an older guy wanted to show the younger guys how to play rugby.
Yeah. How did these guys get involved? How did they find out about the team?
I think Mikko saw a poster on the wall at a school where he was studying at the time. So that's how he got attracted. And basically I think it's mostly word of mouth. I mean, people are telling to friends about it, and if they seem to be interested, they keep on talking about it. And for example, Jarmo, he's also an arm wrestler, and he does. Well, he says that he does arm wrestling only to be able to recruit new rugby players for the team.
It seems to be that, you know, rugby is relatively new to Finland. I mean, is it sort of more widespreadly known, or is it still sort of one of those sports where people really don't understand?
Well, I think they are struggling. There are six or eight teams, I can't remember anymore, it was so long time ago when I filmed the documentary, but anyway, they're struggling to get media attention, and they are struggling to get audience, and they're struggling to get sponsorship as well. But I think my attitude towards rugby is pretty much the attitude that I had when I started filming the documentary is pretty much the very general audience that people have in Finland about rugby. They don't know about it. They don't know that somebody is playing it. So I really hope that, it seems to be, I didn't try rugby myself during the filming, but it seems to be like a very good sport. So I really hope that my film is getting more attention in Finland for the sports as well.
Yeah. Have you seen that since, I mean, because you've already screened the documentary in Finland. Have you seen that happen? Have you seen more media attention attract to it?
My film has gotten a lot of media attention, and so I hope that part of it will generate new players for the teams as well. But it's too early to say anything about that because, I mean, we got into the cinemas like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And I think that when it's going to be on Finnish television, that's when we are really going to get more attention for it. So, and that's going to happen next autumn at the earliest. So I really hope.
Two of the things that hit me about the film was, one was Roger, the English coach. How did Roger get involved with the team?
Well, he's been playing rugby when he lived in Britain back in 1980s and early 1990s. And I think, well, it's the usual story. Somebody knew that he had been playing, so they approached him and asked him if he would like to either play or coach.
Now, one of the things that struck me in the documentary is, in rugby, the after-game socials are a big part in playing the sport. But it didn't seem that the Finnish team socialized together.
Oh, they did, but that was not interesting for me. We edited that out.
Did that's something we'll see on the DVD extras?
yeah, we'll see about that. We have 300 hours of materials, and we did edit for like 15 weeks for this film, so I'm not really sure I want to get back into editing room the material.
I can totally understand.
Well, actually, after the last match, which took place in Turku, you can actually see that there are members from the other team in the party, but not knowing the people, you can't tell who is from which team.
The film's been picked up for the documentary competition at this year's Tribeca Film Festival. Are you and any of the cast planning to attend?
Oh, yes, we are bringing all the five main characters from the film to New York, and we're going to have one hell of a party.
And have you been picked up for distribution in the US yet?
No, not yet, but I do hope that Tribeca will help us.
So one sort of final question is, since you've done the documentary, which was, I know, was some time ago now, have you become a rugby fan?
last summer, after we finished editing the film, I did go to see a rugby match by the older team with two of my sons. And it was the first time after we finished filming. And I quite enjoyed it, actually. And my kids loved it too. They started to tackle each other next to the field.
Okay, well thank you very much, Mika. So I wish you good luck at Tribeca. And hopefully, I look forward to maybe meeting you out here.
Yeah, that'd be great. Excellent. That'd be really great.
Okay, excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Free Time Matches will be premiering at Tribeca on Sunday, April the 25th, and ticket information is available at www.tribecafilm.com. To check out more information on Free Time Matches, including a review, head on over to rugbylife.com. Until next time, cheers.